Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, presented by Wharf Casual Seafood. The coast is here. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
It is the Matt Zediker Show, everything Childersburg High School. And let me start by saying that this year at Childersburg, you're going to be able to listen right here on Kix 100.3 to all our games. We're going to be streaming the games as well. You can check it out on the Childersburg Facebook page. You can also see it on Childersburg Tiger Athletics YouTube page. I tell you what, we're going to have a great time. We've got new members of our crew, but nothing has changed at the top in Childersburg. The head Tiger, Coach Matt Zediker. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
Doing well. All right. Talk to us. I'm going to get you to move up to that microphone just a little bit more. But listen, this time last year, boy, it was totally different because you'd only had them for just a few months. Mm-hmm. And you really, even though you played a spring game, you really didn't, it just wasn't a lot of time. But now you've had a year to work with these guys in the weight room, in the classroom, film room. That year's made a big difference, hasn't it?
Yeah, world of difference. And, you know, come in late and take a program over, everything's accelerated for that season. And, you know, just teaching a different way of how to do things, teaching a different culture, teaching a different standard. And so wouldn't take anything away of how we did it. But, man, we did football year-round this year, you know, and was able to have them in the class with me every morning so they could get weights, so they could get, you know, we 2 days a week we worked on all of our install of our defense and started working offense. And so, you know, it just put football in their mind every day they were with me. And it still allowed them to go be athletes in their other sports in the evening time, you know. And so weight program probably was the biggest thing. It allowed us to get these athletes strong and big and put some more mass on them and hopefully help that with injuries and just being an overall better athlete. And then just these kids are hungry, you know. I think being in an off-season program for the entire year kind of opened their eyes to, man, we understand now. Just a so much better understanding of our routines, of our defense, of our offense now, and just the way we do things and how we want to present ourselves and go about being a good football team. And so, the old adage is you make your biggest jump between your first and your second game. And I think you could say that as long as you got pretty good athletes, you make a pretty big jump from your first year and your second year. And
yep.
And we got a good young group of athletes that were freshmen last year that are all sophomores, and they got a ton of playing time last year, and they're kind of veterans as 10th graders mixed in with a pretty good senior class. And so, it's exciting. They understand what we're wanting to get out of them now.
Yeah, Coach, that's great to hear. We won't touch on last year too much, but I do want to say one more thing and this is kind of a credit, I think, to what your coaching staff did with what you had to work with, per se. You come in first year with these guys last year, brand new starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, you're starting to try to plan things around the electric Tay Fairman.
Yeah.
And very quickly, your best player gets his season just gone. And
yeah.
And it was really a blow. It was more than just what Tay brought. It was really a blow to some of the other guys too, because when you see an influential guy like that go down, it was hard. But even despite that, you guys were in a lot of close games last year. You know, you played some teams really, really tough. I never once, you know, there was a lot of games that thought the scoreboard did not dictate how well the Tigers played, especially towards the end of last year. And then we fast forward to what we saw in the Jamboree.
Yeah.
And my goodness, we lost some, but some of these guys you got coming back, you alluded to one of them. I'm going to say his name, breakout player of the year candidate in Tristan Powell. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of what this kid can do at receiver. He blocked well, caught the ball well, he grew, good route runner. I really like what you can do with JJ with dropping back this year. And talk about that, taking some of the pressure off your running game, which I know you want to run that football. That'll always be Childersburg Tiger thing, but
yeah.
Talk about Tristan and some of the other receivers that'll try to help make you more two-dimensional instead of so much on the run.
Yeah, listen, teams are going to have to prepare for Tristan. If they don't, he'll exploit him. You know, he had a good year. He started every game for us as a 10th grader and really hadn't played much football, you know. And then I think he is a product of an off-season workout program where when we started him in January, man, he looked like a beanpole, and his body absolutely transformed. And a lot of that has to do with maturation and growing and becoming a junior. But my goodness, man, he's going to catch just about anything thrown his way. He can jump out of the ceiling, you know, and he's just a good presence in the locker room, in the classroom. He's a top-notch, high-character kid. But he does all the dirty work too. You know, he's never going to take a break on a route if he's not getting it. He's going to stock block, and man, he'll be a pivotal part of our offense for sure.
In addition to Tristan, another guy that had a really good year that was used a little more than you might have thought he would have been, but Amari Hale just kept stepping up and stepping up. Didn't matter what side of the ball, didn't matter what the play was. He just did it, and he did it pretty effectively to be a freshman with his body type last year. But I know he's probably another one that has just got in that weight room and relentlessly worked, and now he's poised for a wonderful now sophomore year. Talk about Amari and what he can do to kind of help Tristan and some of the other guys in the offense that will give J.J. consistent pass-catching threats.
Well, you know, Amari's like a utility knife. He's going to do a little bit of everything. He's our starting Sam linebacker. He'll play in the slot for us. We'll do a lot of crossing routes with him and a lot of speed sweeps and different things like that. He'll catch punts. He's on just about every special team. But, pound for pound, Amari, I would put up as one of the strongest kids we have. Had an unbelievable wrestling season. And I tell you the thing about Amari Hill, the first time, you know, he was an eighth grader coming into spring training the first year I had. We had him on scout team. And Devin Williams, if y'all remember how good of an athlete Devin was, caught a little out pass.
I played pickup ball with Devin Williams. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
You understand.
Yes.
And he caught one in the flat, and Amari came up and popped him. Devin kind of shoved him off. He fell down, got back up, and made the tackle. And I said, "What's that boy's name?" And, you know, from that point forward, you know, he was just an eighth grader there. We knew he was special. And then, you go into last year, I mean, he was running back. I mean, he'll run some wildcat for us. But, special, special player and one of those young players that I'm talking about we're going to have for the next 3 years. And again, you know, that's another weapon that J.J. can get the ball to. And, guys, don't forget J.J. puts the ball in his hands every play.
You know what I mean?
So he's going to have to be accounted for too.
Yes.
So pick your poison, you know. And probably the thing that we need to talk about most is those big hogs in front of them. Man, have a future if we can get them going now. That just opens up a lot of things. But that's a big if, you know. They got to come out fire off the ball.
Real quick before we go to another segment, I wanted to bring up another name, and I think he's a senior. When you're doing play by play, you watch the ball, of course, and you call it, and when Chillsburg's on defense, you have people up there trying to help you who makes the tackle and who makes the play. I don't know if there's been ever too many years where I've called defensive players' names that makes the tackle or is around the ball. It seems like the name Jackson Wheeler is around that football. He may not be the biggest. He may not be the fastest. I can't tell you how many plays he made for you last year.
He did. And Jackson's, our Mike linebacker this year, played Sam for us last year. And so he's kind of the quarterback in the middle. He does a ton of calls, getting the front set. A lot of stunt packages that we have is coming out of his mouth, you know, based off what he's seeing. An intelligent kid. And another one that he is. He's around the ball all the time. He's a quiet kid. So I made a conscientious effort this off season to make him talk, you know, because you gotta be able to talk out on the field as a Mike linebacker. And so he breaks us down every day. He's one of our captains. And listen, he's around the ball a lot, but I'm going to tell you, he's around the ball a lot because a lot of attention goes to Justice Washington.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you put those guys in front of linebackers that take people away, it opens up holes for our linebackers.
Yep. Well, listen, we're going to talk with the head Tiger a little bit more here in just a few moments. We'll take a break and come back with more of the Matt Zediker Show right here on Kicks 100.3.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to the Matt Zediker Show.
Coach Matt Zediker in here with us. We're talking Childersburg High School football. But before I get back into the pigskin, let me tell you, what about some seafood and fish and other things too? We're going to be starting next Wednesday night out at the Wharf. And I'd like to say that the Wharf is proud sponsors of the Matt Zediker Show, as well as the Adam Fawcett Show, and also the John Limbaugh Show. And we'll have it out there live for you next Wednesday night. So come on by the Wharf and get something to eat. Coach, I know you eat some fish.
Absolutely.
Love it.
I do.
I'm going to get into catching fish.
There you go.
Because you made some, in my opinion, some big catches over the offseason when it comes to your coaching staff. Now, we still got I just absolutely love watching Will Jackson coach.
Yeah.
I just do. And when you throw Debo, and I call him Debo, but
that's right.
Davin Flanord, when you throw him in there with Will, but you had some other pieces to come about that's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, we did. Will and Debo do an exceptional job. And I tell you, you know, Will's becoming one of the better defensive coaches, I would say, around this area. He's on the rise for sure, and I'm very excited for him. But we did, you know, we added Corey Williams as our offensive coordinator, and that's an alumni. You know, played quarterback at Childersburg, was an All-State baseball player at Childersburg, won one of those state championships.
Yep.
You know, so we were able to bring him home to his alma mater, and he does an outstanding job, man. He is a detail-oriented guy. Very, very keen to, everything that needs to be done specifically. Runs a very good offense for us. A hard worker. I have to tell him a lot of times, hey, man, you need to go to sleep tonight, because he'll stay up all night when he gets thoughts in his head and what he wants to run. But he's done an excellent job of coming in the spring. We're fortunate to get him in the spring where we could implement his offense in our spring game and our spring training, and then just built that thing all summer long, and we're clicking really well. You're going to see some different type of offense on the field this year. And then just the wealth of experience he brings as being from his alma mater with, he's fired up about playing in this old stadium.
Yep.
And the traditions and everything like that. So very fortunate that we were able to get him hired. And then we brought in an offensive line guy named Thomas Elliott. And this guy's coached at all levels of football. He's been in high school realms, the college realms. He was the head coach of an NFL Europe team in Germany. And just a wealth of knowledge and very excited that we were able to get him to come in with what I feel could be one of the strongest strengths of our team for the next couple of years, our offensive line. We got some tremendous athletes and big boys right there that he's molding and really has done a great job for us. And then our defensive line coach we brought in is Coach Jordan Forehand, and another guy. We got him out of Gardendale. He's been in the business for about 8 years now. Played college ball at Faulkner, was a defensive lineman at Faulkner, a three technique, and I like what we got going on, you know. And then we added Tyler Gardner, which is a young coach, just graduated from Jack State, another Childersburg Tiger, was a big
yep.
baseball player at Childersburg. And so right now he's just kind of a big sponge. He's absorbing everything, and you know, we call him our little greenhorn, but he's doing a great job. He'll signal for us, and he's in Corey's. I kind of put him in Coach Williams' back pocket and say, man, go learn from this guy, and let's learn offense. And he's doing a really good job with us on with our running back. So I like our staff this year. It's a good staff. And then, of course, I got to mention Pops. I got Pops back with me, my dad. And,
you can't go without mentioning Pops.
He comes down and keeps me straight and keeps the kids straight. But, yeah, listen, I like the kids have gravitated to these men. They're good, God-fearing men that are teaching these young men how to be good people and then teaching good football as well.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. One thing you mentioned was the offense, and I'm really excited to hear that you got somebody in Coach Corey Williams that is yeah. just attention-focused to the max. I want to touch on J.J. because we talk about J.J., we can talk about his smile, we can talk about his work ethic, we can talk about his leadership, but I feel like because of that, we don't talk about his talent, because you look at Childersburg last year and say points didn't score that much, they don't have a quarterback. And I'm going to tell people, if you go in there thinking that this year, you're gonna be hit really, really rudely by a certain fella. And I saw it towards the end of last year. The last three games, he hit some big throws and barely missed on quite a few.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you, if the offensive line can consistently protect all the way down the field, and we can start capping off and stop relying on big plays, and we can start mounting off drives.
Yep.
When you start being able to do that consistently, the teams that are on our schedule this year as opposed to last year,
yeah,
that's another thing too going in your favor. You can allude to that. Talk about your hopes for the offense this year. And last year, JJ made the strides to set himself up for this year, I believe.
Well, he did, you know, and that was his first starting role, you know, as a quarterback. And it showed at times, but I think what you said, he consistently got better every game. And I think one of JJ's biggest assets that he's got going on is he is his biggest critic. He is a perfectionist. He wants to be the best he can absolutely be. You know, we were walking off the field today, and I hadn't even been in the field house yet. And he's like, "Coach, you got film up yet?" I was like, "Well, JJ, I haven't even come off the field." You know, he's ready to watch film, and he comes in, he takes notes. But listen, man, he's going to be a weapon for us. He has worked extremely hard in his throwing ability this year. He's throwing a lot better passes this year. And then he's electric with his feet. He's a strong cat. But what he's really done is he's really accepted this offense, has studied it. He knows it left and right. He's what you want at quarterback. He's a field general. He's getting everybody set up. Someone is off the ball or on the ball the wrong way, he's getting it set. He's really grasped what Coach Williams has brought to him. And man, just listen, I can go on and on about JJ. We all need a bunch of JJs in our life because he's a great kid, great leader, straight eight student, been raised right. And I'm so excited for his senior year. And again, he's going to make our offense go with a lot of weapons around it.
Well, and I got to tell you something you blew my mind with a couple of months ago, talking about JJ, and then we're going to flip it over to the biggest guy on the team, or one of the strongest in Justice Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Big guy that's just so physical. And you said, Monkey's only 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind that this kid still got a lot of growing left to do. Talk about, I want to talk about a lot of different teams that are looking at him, but this kid's going to play at the next level.
No doubt. No doubt. And I've been doing this a long time. You know, I'm going into my 28th year, and I've coached a lot of kids, and I was a defensive lineman in high school and in college. And so I'm always going, my eyes going back to watch D lineman. That's my first love. But he probably, I can count maybe two other kids that I've coached that have what I call an elite get off. And what I mean by that is his first 2 to 3 steps are power five steps. They're wow. The steps that people make a lot of money in the NFL. You know what I mean? And I've talked to a lot of college coaches that have come and scouted him, and we had him in camps and just talking, and they talk about that too. And he is. Justice is a highly intelligent young man. He is only 16 years old, and we forget that a lot of times, man, because he's still, he's coming into manhood, you know, and 16's not that old. But, boy, he plays like a 40-year-old, you know what I mean? And he is. He's got a lot of prospects. He's got a lot of scholarship offers, and so, man, the sky's the limit with him. Will's doing a good job of kind of building this defense around Justice. There's not going to be too many people that can block him, and so I think we'll get a lot of offenses trying to run away from him.
Oh, yeah.
So that's an asset.
Every offense.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about that powerful step and going to the next level, making a lot of money. Coach by the name of Tommy Tuberville is going to be running for our governor. Probably put about 30 of those in the NFL.
That's right.
Kids like him that you're talking about wasn't the biggest, wasn't necessarily the fastest, but they made a lot of money on Sunday.
Quentin Groves, the Young Bucks listening, go watch Quentin Groves' tape. You didn't know who he was, but he played in the NFL for 11 years and was all pro under Tuberville.
Sure was.
Yep. Hey, we're going to come back and talk about the game tomorrow night. We'll talk about that and the nostalgia of playing at the old John Cox Stadium. KJ and I will talk with that with Matt Zediker when we come back on the Matt Zediker Show.
You're in the right place for all things Childers Bird Tigers. This is the Matt Zediker Show.
Last segment of the Coach Matt Zediker Show, and we have really not talked about what's going on tomorrow night. It's the Tiger Bowl. We actually named that several years ago when Johnny Johnson took over coaching, and he and Adam Fawcett, who he coached with, got together. We played that first game, and we've got that huge, super nice trophy, the Tiger Bowl trophy. And Coach Matt Zediker, it hadn't resided in Childersburg yet, and I'm ready to bring it there.
Well, we got to do our part to try to see if we can make that happen.
Absolutely. But I do want to talk about the nostalgia of this game. Mm. It is a rival game. You and I talked about this when we went to Sylacauga. B.B. Comer and Childersburg played on Thursday night every year.
That's right.
And the whole county was there. Mm-hmm. Watching, listening, playing, whatever. And it's no different tomorrow night. It's going to be that way at the old John Cox Stadium. I want you to tell everybody, because they're asking me, the reason for that, going back and playing at that stadium.
Well, you know, Coach Fawcett and I got together after our season when we felt like we were probably not going to be in the same region, maybe different classifications, and kicked around the idea, man, I would love to bring back the old tradition of playing that game on Thursday night. And then, you know, when I first took this job, there was kind of talk about, do you think you would ever want to play a game in this stadium? And I was like, I don't know. We got a really nice stadium, maybe not. But I tell you what they've done to that stadium, what the renovations they've done, it is a pretty stadium. And just being able to bring back that old rivalry on Thursday night, the first game in the county with everybody's going to come and see, man, it just felt like it was the right time to do it. And a little nostalgia game. And I'm going to tell you what, I have not found one person in our community that is not just super excited.
They're stoked.
We got people coming from all over the state, you know, just to come watch one more game in that stadium, yep. You know. And our kids are super excited about it. You know, they grew up watching people play in that stadium. Their moms and dads played in it, or were in the band, or cheered, and they played rec ball there. And it's just man, I just think it's a great environment. We're very fortunate that we have the old stadium that is very playable, you know, and we're able to do that. We're not going to do that a lot, and we're very fortunate that we're able to allow Winterboro to play there while they're building their new one with the – but listen, man, we got people coming to watch this game to be in that stadium, and you know, like – my brother-in-law played in it, and he told me, he said, man, there's a lot of tradition on that field, you know, and a lot of people that were really good at football that played on that field.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and he was one of them, and just people like that from Childersburg community that they're just tickled pink. And so we're excited, man. I think it's a great opportunity to bring our community together. It's a great way to kick off our football season. We're bringing back the old tradition of the bonfire, you know, the night before. And just, man, we're generating a lot of buzz because we're playing there. Not to say that we're not going to play really good games at our field, at our new field, but just thought it was a great opportunity, and man, can't wait to see those stands packed. And that was another reason too, you know, our stadium on campus is huge.
Yeah,
and so that's one of my goals when I took the job was, man, can we fill these stands up? And you know, that's going to be a consistent winning program that's in the playoffs a lot. But what a great way to kick off this stadium where our kids get to play. Fans right on top of you, packed
compact
to the gourd.
Yep.
I think Comer will bring a ton of fans on their side.
Yeah,
so,
will.
Man, I think it's just going to be a great night of high school football, and Lord willing, keep the rain away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about that. But, man, we're excited about playing on this old field. And I want to ask you, the game itself, what have you seen out of Comer that makes you look at your offense and say, okay, I like this. What do we feel good about going into the game Thursday? We know what we have to do with coming off the ball, no turnovers, mm-hmm. Try to make good decisions if we're JJ in the pocket. Mm-hmm. But what do we see that we like going into Thursday?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. You know, I think first games are always a coin toss, you
yep.
know, because – whatever you put out on a Jamboree game or a spring game is your base. You know, it's a vanilla offense. You don't want to give too much away. So it's really one of my funnest games of the year is the first game because it's a chess match, you know, and everything that you may have prepared for may be thrown out the window because they come out something. But so obviously, so when you have a game like that, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You know, you got to line up right. Offensively, we got to minimize any kind of penalties that we can. You know, we got to catch the ball when it hits our hands. We got to take care of the ball. And listen, Comer's a good team. Okay, what I saw, what they did in their Jamboree game is very impressive. You know, defensively, they get after you. They're sending a lot of pressure packages. So our offensive front is going to have to do a really good job of sorting out the blitzes that are coming. And I'm not going to give too much more away of how we're going to attack it. But, you know, take care of the ball and execute, and we should be good. Defensively, the Harris kid is running extremely well for them in the backfield. I thought he looked really good last week. The Fawcett kid is a experienced quarterback. He can make just about every throw on the field. He's a coach's son and had a really good spring game and had a good year last year against us as well. And I think their offensive line is much better. I know they graduated a couple, but got all those young kids back, and they've grown. And so, man, we got our hands full, and they got extremely fast receivers on the edge. So, man, this should be a really good game. We're going to have to play extremely well to have a chance to win. But, you know, let's get it in the fourth quarter, and if we can get it there, you know, we'll see whose conditioning's better. You know, maybe who's got more depth and who can execute the best and take care of the ball.
Coach, you know, you mentioned about the old stadium and everything. You played in that old stadium. I did many, many moons ago. Yep. But I got to ask you, as you go into this first game, I know everybody's 0-0 going mm-hmm. into this first game. We haven't even talked about our schedule or what region we're in, and I really don't want to do that until we get a little later into shows next week and the week after, because the city of Childersburg, the community, everybody wants to win this game.
That's
and
right.
I know nobody wants to win it more than those players and these coaches, including Matt Zediker. So I'm going to give you the opportunity here to say what you want to the community and to the school. We need them stands packed tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, man, these young men have worked extremely hard. They understand what our record was last year. They understand, you know, the growing pains that we went through last year. And we're kind of on a redemption tour this year. You know, we it's our job to make sure that we're proving that we've gotten better individually and as a team, and so this is the first opportunity we get to put that product out on the field. We want our community to be extremely proud of how we play. We have high character young men on our football field, and I think you're going to see, and I know you're going to see, 4 quarters of extremely hard playing football, and hope we can generate a buzz with a win if we can get it, and just get this community behind us. So yeah, come out, and let me mention as well, we have a great band.
Yep.
Miss Finch, our band director, does an outstanding job of getting those kids ready. And you know, we practice side by side, and so we get to hear a lot of what they're playing. Come out. I know we got a lot of former band members that are coming, you know, because it's in the old stadium. And then Miss Jackson, our cheerleader sponsor, does a great job with our cheerleaders. I put our cheerleaders against anybody, man. They cheer their hearts out from the first whistle of the game to the very end and beyond. And so, man, come out and support these young men and ladies, and support our community, and win, lose, or draw, man, you're going to be proud of the products that are out on the field.
Absolutely.
And so come support us, and it'll be a great night. It's on a Thursday, and it's what a great way to kick off the football season, one of the first games in the state.
Absolutely. KJ, real quick before we get out of here, your message to Coach Zediker?
Just kind of allude to what Clint Wright said earlier last week. Let's get that goose egg out of here.
Yeah.
Let's start fresh, start off in the right direction, and give these kids a taste of something they deserve.
Hopefully
we can get it done.
Lights will come on tomorrow night at the old John Cox Stadium. And, Coach, as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Let's get it.